Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, June the 8th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My Twitter account tends to contain the one-liners that I come up with every so often. And my Facebook page contains material which is not really significant enough to place on the show, but is of hopefully general interest, and so I put it out there for all to see. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, now let's get on to the synopsis for today's show. I'm going to start with a piece on what I would call presidential hero worship, the idea that people go above and beyond just admiring the president or assuming that he's doing a good job or a bad job, and they go sort of over the top into hero worship. And that happened particularly in the case of Obama. And I think it risks happening in the case of Trump too. And it's quite an interesting thought process. So I'm going to be talking for quite a while about that because I don't see it discussed anywhere else. Well, all of a sudden, the mainstream media is starting to sound a lot like the Wake Up Call. Now, why this is, I don't know, but it could be just another angle they could use to attack Donald Trump. But in any way, we will talk about that and see if we can come up with some useful conclusions. And then a word about Trump's proposed auto tariffs, which of course will not at all have the effect expected or desired. And I will explain what I mean in the show. Then I'm going to talk about something that I don't think I've ever talked about before. It's not going to be a long discussion, just a quick comment that I felt was appropriate to make at this point on drugs and addiction. So that will be next. And then the flawed aspect of Trump's decision to hike steel and aluminium tariffs, or aluminium as we say. Philip Alston was the UN special rapporteur who was acting as a watchdog on extreme poverty in the United States, as he does around the world. And he's issued a withering critique of the state of America today. So I wanted to discuss that just in passing rather than as a major piece. There's a very well-known pundit and commentator called Jim Paplava that I followed for many years, and he thinks a liquidity crisis is on the horizon. He follows these things much, much more closely than I do, so I thought I would pass on what he has to say. Well, I've said this from the very start, ladies and gentlemen, but it is now utterly apparent that the euro has split Europe in two, the euro currency. It's really one currency for the rich and one for the poor. The trouble is they cannot adequately share the same currency, although they do. So I'm going to just beef that up a little bit. I've talked about it several times before, but with the state of Italy being as it is and Germany's reaction, which, by the way, I think is perfectly justified, it really points up the disparity between these two countries when it comes to the euro. And then finally, a word on total non-farm payroll employment, which is not at all the rah-rah, gung-ho statistic that everybody seems to think it is. Anyway, should be a nice show today. I hope you will see fit to perhaps sign up and enjoy it. And so here we go. I am Richard Martin, and I will be back with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye-bye for now.